Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Katie Gillen with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the mothers of eight seriously ill Palestinian children say they will not leave their Dublin accommodation in order to transfer to new accommodation in Letterkenny. There's been another break-in at the ESB substation at Lurgy Breck, Letterkenny. A special mass has been held in Downpatrick following the murder of a man and attempted murder of a priest on Sunday. And Gardaí are appealing for witnesses and dashcam footage in connection with an incident that occurred in the area of Gadidove, Clonmany in the early hours of Friday morning last. These stories and full plus more to follow. Kenny Hirken will have all the latest sports news at around 4:15. But first, the mothers of eight seriously ill Palestinian children say they will not leave their Dublin accommodation in order to transfer to new accommodation in Letterkenny. The Irish Times reports today that the Irish Red Cross had arranged for six families to be moved from private residential housing in South Dublin's Donegal, but the families are concerned about the level of treatment their children will receive in Letterkenny. Ellen Butler has more.
The Irish Red Cross says the Dublin accommodation will be unavailable from next month and it's keen to relocate the Palestinian families before the new school year begins. The Irish Times reports that consultation with the families regarding this move began last March, but the mothers say the consultation wasn't clear and they fear they will not receive adequate health care in Letterkenny. They're calling for the proposed Letterkenny move to be postponed until alternative accommodation can be found within a 2-hour commute of Dublin. The Irish Red Cross told the paper that Children's Health Ireland had determined that the six families were in a stable medical situation and could safely transfer their care to a regional health centre. The families arrived in Ireland in December of last year.
There's been another break-in at the ESB substation at Lurgy Breck, Letterkenny, between 6 p.m. on Wednesday last and 4 p.m. the following day. Entry was gained to the yard and a quantity of copper pipes and copper cable was stolen. It's the third week in a row there's been a break-in at the site. On today's 9 till noon show, Garda Niall Maguire issued this appeal for information.
This is one of a number of, we'll call it attacks, but thefts at ESB substations in around Letterkenny and Donegal indeed. So my colleagues in Letterkenny are investigating this particular one that occurred at Lurgy Breck. A lot of people would know it because it's quite close to the main road there. It's up opposite McDade's garage at the top of the hill. So this occurred between Wednesday the 6th of August at 6 p.m. and was discovered then the next day, the 7th of August at 4 p.m. Entry was gained to the yard and no damage was done. However, a large quantity of copper pipes and copper cable was stolen from within. So it's quite valuable, the copper at the minute, as people will know. So we're taking this very seriously. And if anyone can assist us, as I say, this is one of a number of such thefts, so I'm sure they're all connected. Please contact my colleagues in Letterkenny on 074-9167-100 or indeed confidential line, which is 1-800-666-111.
A special mass has been held in Downpatrick following the murder of a man and attempted murder of a priest on Sunday. Police think both could be connected and a man in his 30s remains in custody. Father John Murray is in a stable condition in hospital after being attacked at his church, while the family of Stephen Brannigan, whose body was found at a house, say they've lost a beloved dad, granddad, son and brother. Former SCLP leader Margaret Ritchie was among those at today's service.
I wanted to come here today to show that support, that solidarity with Father John and wish him and a very speedy recovery and give my best wishes to his family.
Gardaí are appealing for witnesses and dashcam footage in connection with an incident that occurred in the area of Gadidove, Clonmany in the early hours of Friday morning last. At approximately 3:10, four males were observed smashing the window of a car, which they then proceeded to crash into a tree before setting it alight. Gardaí and the fire services arrived at the scene to put out the blaze, but those behind the incident were gone. Anyone with information or footage is asked to contact Gardaí in Buncrana. Meanwhile, Gardaí are also investigating three other incidents of damage to cars over the past week. Donal Kavanagh has more.
The first incident happened in the area of Glenwood Park, Letterkenny, between 11:30 a.m. and 3:20 p.m. on Wednesday last. Substantial damage was caused to a car with windows and the front passenger headlights smashed. Anyone with information or dashcam footage is asked to contact Gardaí in Letterkenny. On Thursday evening last, between 6 p.m. and 8:15 p.m, the wing mirror of a car was damaged on Tyrconnell Street in Donegal Town. Gardaí in Ballyshannon are investigating. The last incident happened on Saturday night at Clay Clonmany. A white Kia Power was parked opposite the graveyard. When the owner returned, they discovered damage had been caused to the door and wing on the driver's side. Gardaí say they don't know if this was a case of criminal damage or an unreported collision. Anyone who saw what happened there is asked to contact Gardaí in Buncrana.
The Israeli military claims it does interrogate journalists after five reporters were killed in one of its airstrikes on a tent where press were sheltering. Among them was well-known Al Jazeera correspondent Anas al-Sharif, who Israel claims, without providing evidence, was the leader of a Hamas cell. The accusation has been rejected by his employer and human rights organisations. IDF spokesperson Nadav Shoshani has implied Israel might release more information about the other journalists killed.
There's a process of us of declassification, of verification, and I want to be very responsible. And I'll just say that we're looking into further details of the additional people and further details of this strike.
The consequences of the war in Gaza are long-term for the children there, according to the aid agency UNRWA. It says the longer they are out of school, there is greater risk of a lost generation. Meanwhile, there are efforts to provide online classes to children in Gaza from the West Bank. Irish Times correspondent Sally Hayden says hundreds try to log in every week.
Of course, the internet is sometimes impossible, sometimes very difficult to get. The connection can be bad. So they also gathered them together in WhatsApp groups so they could talk to each other. And, you know, if someone can't log in, they recorded the classes. They made every effort to try and make this available, you know, that you have a Facebook page.
Meanwhile, 24 countries, including Ireland and Britain, are calling on Israel to allow all international aid shipments into Gaza and unblock essential actors from acting in the territory. The joint statement says the humanitarian suffering there has reached unimaginable levels. It was also signed by three representatives of the European Commission. A West Donegal councillor says it is unacceptable that people have not received any answers over the status of three homes in the area. Councillor Micheál Colm-Gillasburg says applicants, including a pregnant mother of two, are being forced to sleep in car sheds and sofas as a result. Councillor McGillasburg says he is dealing with people who are losing hope, and that is unacceptable.
Unfortunately, due to Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael's policy in relation to housing, social housing within the whole 26 counties, we're left in a situation that we are seeing mothers with children, fathers with children, people sleeping in cars, people who are pregnant, who are couch surfing, people sleeping rough. And this is a policy that can actually be changed. Those that represent us in Leinster House can actually sit down and make the decisions to change a policy that would suit the working class people, that would suit people in terms of their housing need. But what Fianna Fáil are doing very, very clearly is looking after the interest of the big landowners. And unfortunately, there was a decision made by the politicians, right down to those who are elected for that party, have made a decision to change that policy. And that policy does not suit us, considering the fact that there are so many people who are homeless, so many people had to emigrate to foreign lands, and so many people who are on the poverty line who can't afford to put food on the table, oil in their tank, or diesel in their car due to the high cost of the reality of renting a house.
A new heavy cargo service is being established to serve six small islands off the coast of Donegal. The contract is for a year, with eight sailings being made available to Inishbofin, Gola, Inishir, Inishgerra, Rutland and Inishfree. During that period, an assessment will be made of the future demand for the service. The project is being coordinated by Cor Cumann na n-Eolann Beag, with government providing €9,000 in funding. Gardaí and Donegal are warning of a crackdown on the illegal use of quad bikes on open roads by young people following the seizure of a quad in Falkara at the weekend. During the community Garda Sot on today's 9 till noon show, Falkara-based Garda Niall Maguire said there is a particular problem in that area, but the dangerous use of quads by young people is an issue all over Donegal. He told Michaela Clark that more seizures are on the cards.
My colleagues in the Milford Roads Police Unit successfully seized a quad from a youth when they observed him driven by him on a public road in around Falkara. At the moment, we have a problem in around Garda Hark, at Keeldrum and Ardsbeg. There's several young people driving quads there. You know, we're really approaching this for more advice to parents, because the parents no doubt know that the young people, and it's mostly young men, are disappearing for the day, and that they have a quad somewhere, and it should be no surprise to them if we come knocking on their door, hopefully with not terrible news. But
You know, but yeah, I suppose it's the danger of such vehicles. And do you find it more in rural areas?
No, not really. Lot of these are young fellas that are maybe living in rural areas, right. But with the very nature of the quads, they're mobile. So about 3 or 4 weeks ago, we did an appeal in relation to quads, and I think it was in Muff Village. They were driving dangerously through the main street and stuff. So they tend to be driven at speed and stuff, and they're trying to evade, and then they panic then if the guards see the guards, and we're just petrified then that one of them's going to fall off and hurt themselves. Yep. A lot of the time, they are wearing helmets, you know, and I don't think that's a safety thing. It's to try and conceal their identity, you know. Right. But listen, we're seizing these quads on a monthly basis, so you know, don't be worried too much about it, because we will be knocking on a few doors now this week, hopefully in Fulcara. They're not toys; they're farm machinery, and it's a lot of the times. You know, they're being out diffing and skidding on the road. It is super dangerous. And we have had injuries. We've had broken spines before in Donegal. So I don't want to be knocking on somebody's door with bad news. I would rather just come and if the parents need a bit of advice, whatever, contact your local guard station and we'll give you a bit of advice in relation to that.
The president is condemning what he describes as despicable attacks on the Indian community in Ireland. Michael D. Higgins says the attacks obscure the immeasurable benefits the people of India have brought to the country. The annual India Day event in Fermley in Dublin has been postponed because of the assaults. Aparna Shukla from the Ireland India Council says recent attacks have made headlines in India.
I can't believe, like, Ireland is a small country and India is a huge country. If our news channel start playing any news for any country, you can imagine how many people are watching and how many people are circulating. So even Indian people who are living in other countries, even they are getting worried. They are sending messages. And this is wrong. This is not Ireland.
The student accommodation crisis is causing people to be targeted and exploited, according to the UCD Student Union president. Michael Roach says students are being put in vulnerable situations, with some asked for sexual favours in exchange for accommodation. He says a key factor in the crisis is the price of on-campus rooms, which go up to €12,000.
The model just really isn't working for students. It's not sustainable, and it certainly locks a cohort of students out of the student experience in the university. And like, things that I've noticed around my time in UCD is that there's students who commute massive distance every day. So, you know, some people have commute sort of 2 hours, 2 to 3 hours, and it's just a huge issue.
The time is 12 minutes past five. We'll be back after this short break.
Get all your GAA essentials at Michael Murphy Sports, the go-to place for outdoor training gear and more at michaelmurphysports.ie.
The time is 5:15. Kenny's here with the latest sports news.
Thanks, Katie. Good evening. We'll start with some breaking athletics news. And Fun Valley AC's Mark English has once again broken his own 800 metres Irish record today in Budapest. Patsy McGonigal reports.
Mark English has just within the last half hour has ran a 1:43.37, a new Irish record, finishing second in the Continental Gold Meet in Budapest. This is an outstanding world-class performance once again from the Finn Valley man, and he beaten on this occasion by the Kenyan with the French guy in third. The times for the winner, 1:42.96 for the Kenyan, 1:43.37 for Mark English, a new Irish record once again, the third Irish record of the season for him, indicating exactly where he's at in terms of his preparation for the World Championships. And now, moving forward, Thursday, back to the Sierra Nevada Mountains until the September the 4th, as he focuses clearly on a strong, strong performance come the World Championships in Tokyo next month. But another Irish record for Mark English in Budapest within the last 30 minutes.
Patsy McGonigal there. Moving on to soccer, and there's another huge European night in store at Talca Park, with nearly €4 million in UEFA prize money on the line. Shelburne have a 2-1 advantage as they face Croatian champions Rijeka in the second leg of the Europa League third round qualifier. The winners of the tie will advance to the playoffs and are at worst guaranteed a place in the Conference League group stage. Kick-off in Talca Park this evening is at 7:45. And Greek side PAOK or Wolfsburger of Austria await the winners in the playoff round. Meanwhile, Rangers have withdrawn their request to postpone their Scottish Premiership match against St Mirren later this month. They originally asked for the fixture to be moved so they could prepare for a potential Champions League playoff tie. Russell Martin's side are well placed to reach that stage of qualifying. They take a 3-0 lead into tonight's second leg against Victoria Pilsen. Kick-off tonight is at 6 o'clock. Elsewhere on the pitch tonight, there's 30 ties in the first round of the English League Cup that get underway this evening. And in other news, the Times newspaper in London is reporting that Newcastle United striker Alexander Isak has moved out of his home. The Sweden international had rented property in Northumberland for the last 3 years since joining the Magpies in 2022. Isak was the only first team squad member not permitted to take part in the club family bonding day held last week. The player insists he won't play for the club again and wants to join Liverpool in the current transfer window. And former Premier League referee David Coote's been given an 8-week ban over his abuse of ex-Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp. He was charged by the English FA in June after a video emerged of him last November calling the German arrogant. Coote, who's also been told to attend an education programme, has since been sacked by the PGMOL. In other news, sporting merit has been rendered meaningless. That's a claim made by Crystal Palace following the decision to demote them from the Europa League. Palace qualified by winning the FA Cup, but were found by UEFA and the Court of Arbitration for Sport to have breached multi-club ownership rules. The club claims sanctions were unevenly applied in the most flagrant way and have called for more coherent regulations to be brought in. In transfer news, Everton have completed the loan signing of Jack Grealish from Manchester City until the end of the season. The English international says there was only one place he wanted to go after speaking to manager David Moyes. Grealish has fallen out of favour at City in recent seasons after joining the club for £100 million in 2021. And Tottenham are understood to have stepped up their interest in Crystal Palace attacking midfielder Ebrey Eze. Spurs are in need of reinforcements in the final third, with attacking midfielder James Maddison sidelined with an ACL injury. Eze, who has 11 England caps, scored 11 goals last season for Palace, including the goal to beat Manchester City in the FA Cup final. In Gaelic games, the Mayo GAA Executive Committee will meet this evening, voting on the proposal of Andy Moran as new manager of their senior footballers. Fellow Mayo great Colin Boyle and ex-Derry boss Paddy Talley are also part of the proposed coaching ticket. Moran served as Leitrim boss from 2022 to 2024 and spent last season assisting Gabriel Bannigan in the Monaghan setup. Elsewhere, Cavan, they have confirmed the appointment of Dermot McCabe as their new senior football manager. McCabe won an Ulster Championship with his native county in 1997 and collected an All-Star in the same year. He takes over from Raymond Galligan and leaves his role as Westmeath's manager to take the reins in the Breffni County. Finally, for this evening in rugby, Red Bull have completed a takeover of English Premiership side Newcastle. The club, which has been known as Newcastle Falcons since 1996, will compete as Newcastle Red Bulls from next season. The Austria-based company have already significant interests in football, motor racing and winter sports. That's your sport for this evening. It's back to Katie.
Thanks, Kenny. Gardaí and Letterkenny are investigating the theft of a digger bucket from a construction site at the rear of a retail park on Paddyhart Road. It happened at some point over the weekend. Michaela Clark has the details.
Gardaí say the bucket, which was brand new and black in colour, was taken between 2:30 on Friday afternoon and 8 o'clock yesterday morning. It's approximately 1.6 metres wide and 900 millimetres deep. Gardaí say in order to remove the bucket from the area, the use of heavy machinery would have been required. They're appealing to anyone who may have observed heavy machinery of any description in use in that area over the weekend to make contact with them in Letterkenny. They're also anxious to speak to anyone who may come across a similar new digger bucket for sale on a second-hand basis.
Our report is highlighting how households and people need to be put at the centre of a transition to renewable energy. The National Economic and Social Council says the costs and complicated grant systems are preventing people from using cleaner power. The study found people want to use more renewables but don't know how. Dr. Jean Moore is from the council. She outlines why they hope to achieve from the report.
the council identifies five lines of action where we feel that if we strengthen the connection between people and this transition, it will mean the transition will be more effective and fair. One of the key questions I suppose the council was asking is the ask of people clear enough what is being expected?
Youth centres are needed to allow young people access to state services and a place to hang out, according to Spunout. It claims there's a youth mental health crisis as face-to-face interaction is becoming less popular. UNICEF data shows 25% of 25-year-olds have been diagnosed with depression or anxiety. Jack Eustace, Spunout policy manager, says the government should fund new youth hubs.
Now, we're never going to get everything into one building, and we know that. But we think that there's been some really interesting stuff done in some other countries around running youth hubs, which aren't a traditional youth club, if you like, but more a kind of brick and mortar service, a place within a town or within a city where young people can go.
Forecasters say it remains to be seen if there will be a heat wave this week. It will be warm, however, temperatures need to be over 25 degrees for 5 days or more to be classified as a heat wave. A slight dip in the temperature on Thursday is expected, though. Met Aaron's Walsh says it's a case of wait and see.
Well, we're certainly going to get some warm and humid weather through the rest of this week. Whether it'll be a heat wave, well, that remains to be seen. So like a heat wave is classified as over 25 degrees for five consecutive days. So we're going to be waiting to see if that occurs.
And now for the weather, dry, sunny and warm this evening. Dry overnight with just some mist or fog. Temperatures not falling below 13 to 16 degrees. To conclude this evening's bulletin, the mothers of eight seriously ill Palestinian children say they will not leave their Dublin accommodation in order to transfer to new accommodation in Letterkenny. The Irish Times reports today that the Irish Red Cross had arranged for six families to be moved from private residential housing in South Dublin to Donegal, but the families are concerned about the level of treatment their children will receive in Letterkenny. There's been another break-in at the ESB substation at Lurgybrack, Letterkenny. Between 6 p.m. on Wednesday last and 4 p.m. the following day, entry was gained to the yard and a quantity of copper pipes and copper cable was stolen. It's the third week in a row there's been a break-in at the site. A special mass has been held in Downpatrick following the murder of a man and attempted murder of a priest on Sunday. Police think both could be connected, and a man in his 30s remains in custody. Father John Murray is in a stable condition in hospital after being attacked at his church, while the family of Stephen Brannigan, whose body was found at a house, say they've lost a beloved dad, granddad, son and brother. And Gardaí are appealing for witnesses and dashcam footage in connection with an incident that occurred in the area of Gadiduff, Clonmany in the early hours of Friday morning last. At approximately 3:10, four males were observed smashing the window of a car, which they then proceeded to crash into a tree before setting it alight. Gardaí and the fire services arrived at the scene to put out the blaze, but those behind the incident were gone. Anyone with information or footage is asked to contact Gardaí and Buncrana. That's all from the newsroom for now. We'll be back with the headlines at 6 o'clock. The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, August 12th. The death has occurred of Betty McElhenney, Cully, Donegal Town, County Donegal. Funeral arrangements to be announced later. The death has occurred of Margaret McDonough, Mean Moore Dunlow. Margaret's remains are reposing at her home today with rosary at 9 o'clock and again tomorrow from 12 noon, finishing with rosary at 9 o'clock. Funeral mass on Thursday at 1 o'clock in St. Cronus Church, Dunlow, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu to the Dunlow Community Hospital Patients Comfort Fund. The death has occurred of Mary Samuel, née Gourlay, Gorga Bridge, Scotland, and formerly of St. Johnson. Funeral will take place on Monday next, the 18th of August, from her home in Gorga Bridge for funeral service in Morton Hall Crematorium at 12:30. The login details for the live stream are available on our website. The death has taken place of Peggy Gallagher, née McCarry, Mount Carmel, Mean Derry, Falcarra, and formerly of Roisin Dunfanaghy. Her remains are reposing at her home until 8 o'clock this evening and again tomorrow from 12 o'clock until 8 o'clock. Rosary nightly at 8 o'clock. House private to family after the rosary and on the morning of the funeral. Funeral mass will take place on Thursday at 12 noon in St. Finian's Church, Falcarra, with interment afterwards in the adjacent cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed live on Kieran Rorty Funeral Director's Facebook page and the church webcam. The death has taken place of Packy James Devine, Roger, 15 Crockin Road, Glenmornin. reposing at his home. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 9:15 for Requiem Mass in St. Joseph's Church, Glenmornan at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers placed to the Foyle Hospice, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Eileen Graham, née Fleming, formerly of Gordley, Letterkenny. Reposing at the Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Mountaintop, Letterkenny until 7 o'clock this evening, followed by removal to Trinity Presbyterian Church. Service of Thanksgiving to be held in Trinity Presbyterian Church, Upper Main Street, Letterkenny at 2 o'clock tomorrow, followed by committal in Gortley Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to the Alzheimer Society Donegal Branch, care of Pascal Blake Funeral Director, Stony Arch, New Line Road, Letterkenny. And the death has occurred of Tessie McGettigan, née Kelly, Braid, Lifford. Tessie will be reposing at her late residence until 9 o'clock this evening. Funeral cortege will be leaving there tomorrow morning at 10:30, going to St. Patrick's Church, Murlough, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, before the funeral tomorrow. Funeral Mass can be viewed on clonleighparish.com. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to or in the like, care of any family member or Kelly's Funeral Directors, Oakfield. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.